each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Alabama Shakespeare Festival presents a delightful adaptation of A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh, now through May 5th on the festival stage. Join Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, Al, and more of their friends in a charming musical adventure the whole family will enjoy. Winnie the Pooh spends his days searching for honey, doing his exercises, and playing with his best friends. Don't miss this merry romp through the 100-acre wood. Get your tickets today by calling the ASF box office at 271-5353 or online at asf.net.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Improve visibility in your vehicle when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Trico Titan wiper blades. Plus, you'll get a $15 O'Reilly gift card. Don't risk your safety because of poor visibility. Get premium blades at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now, a star is born. On March 20th, 1928, the world welcomed little baby Fred Rogers. The future children's TV host showed talent on the day he was born.
Won't you please?
Hey, look, he's singing.
Please, won't you be my mother? Hello, mother. How are you today?
Fred Rogers, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump continuing his attacks this afternoon on the late Arizona Senator John McCain, criticizing him over his vote against the repeal of Obamacare and claiming the former prisoner of war was not supportive of military veterans.
So I have to be honest, I've never liked them much. Hasn't been for me. I've really probably never will.
McCain died last year after battling brain cancer. The president's comments coming during a speech to workers at an Army tank plant in Lima, Ohio. A mixed day on Wall Street. Stocks regained some territory this afternoon after the Federal Reserve Board announced it doesn't plan to increase a key interest rate for the remainder of the year. The Dow losing 142 points, the S&P ending the day 8 points lower, with the NASDAQ gaining 5. This is Fox News.
Ocean is getting littered with all of your plastic forks. When you throw out water bottles, they get eaten up by sharks. Just look at all that garbage right here in this coral reef. There's grocery bags caught around fish. Tell me you're in disbelief. Plastic in the sea. Plastic in the sea. Darling, it's tragic. Single-use plastic, there's a spark inside me. Up on the shore, you all use straws. I've got six-pack rings in my claws. First it's in trash bins, then it's in our fins. Plastic in the sea. Recycle for real.
Yeah, most of this plastic in the ocean is not coming from America. We're not dumping our trash into the ocean.
Right.
It's happening on the other side of the world. Why are we getting blamed? why are the straw police? We're not doing that.
Also, there's a young man. He's, I think, now 23, 24. His weird name, but he's Dutch. Boy on Slat. He had a dream when he was a teenager, and he put together a private nonprofit using state-of-the-art technology. And they just launched System 001, a floating barrier near 2,000 feet long. It snakes its way to the big plastic island in the Pacific, and it can sift through and pick up all the plastic. He just came up with the invention and figured out how to solve the problem. I love stuff like that.
That's great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
By the way, I have no problem whatsoever with President Trump's comments on John McCain.
Nor do I.
John McCain, we understand the war and, you know, being a prisoner and all that, but the guy was so hell-bent for leather on preserving the swamp that he lied to his Arizona constituents, promising to repeal and replace Obamacare, which helped get him reelected. And then when his opportunity to do that came, he said no, because it was Trump keeping a promise. It was more important for him to be a vindictive dick with President Trump than it was to do the right thing for the voters of Arizona. Number two, he took what he knew was a completely made-up and phony dossier, the Steele dossier, that was paid for by Hillary, and gave that, you know, just dropped it into some convenient laps so that the word could get out that Trump was, you know, involved in this very vulgar Russian. I'm sorry. You get, death does not entitle you to be exempt from things that you did. The problem with Trump, or the people that are, because all of a sudden, he's now, all the people that told you what a warmonger John McCain was, now he's St. John, because Trump criticized him. And Trump had the audacity to be honest. I don't blame him one bit.
Yep.
Let's not be phonies here, okay? It takes guts to do that.
Well, you know the big club that George Carlin talks about?
Yes, exactly. And I was thinking about exactly that today. There you go.
But in particular, I think a part of that big club, especially if you're on the political office holder side of that big club, one of their deals amongst themselves is they'll say all sorts of mean things about one another in the heat of an election.
Then they go out to dinner at night.
Right. But then especially after somebody, you know, because we all die, passes away.
Yeah.
It seems that all manner of sins are forgiven. That, oh, he was such a good man, such a statesman.
It's like the sainted great Democrat FDR,
mm-hmm.
who helped one of the most evil sons of bitches in the history of mankind to knowing. I mean, he was weak. He shouldn't have been elected for a fourth term. He shouldn't have run for a fourth term. His personal physician knew he didn't have much time left. And he was in no condition to stand up to Stalin at Yalta. And the whole reason World War II started, which was Hitler's invasion of Poland, ended up with Poland being another imprisoned nation under communist rule. Because he took all of that for himself. And then we had East and West Germany and all the... And a guy who not only slaughtered... You know, why take prisoner of war? That's expensive. Just kill him, shoot him in the woods, and bury him. Who killed millions of his own people... Through starvation, he was a monster. But he was Uncle Joe to FDR. Why did we save their sorry asses? Anyway, I really don't know. The Russians should have just had another revolution and dealt with it. And it took, what, 20, 30 years for the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics to break up?
Yeah, well, essentially almost half a century.
So let's not, you know, sometimes you got to be honest. So McCain did what he did, and even more offensive than breaking the Obamacare repeal in place promise, which he is on the record. Just look it up. He promised his constituents in Arizona that he would help facilitate the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. And then when he had the vote, He was the vote that was going to make or break it. It was more important for him to be an a-hole against Trump than it was to do the right thing by the voters of Arizona who put him in office. That's number one. And number two was taking that dossier, this piece of fiction bought by the Clinton campaign, Fusion GPS, and Steele, who was on the payroll of just about every government agency there is, and spreading that fairy tale. And what do we got? We got Mueller. 2 years. Some FBI agent he is, man. He hasn't found a thing. Because there isn't anything to find. Just one big freaking game. And we get to be... And I'll tell you, I think part of the strategy here is people will say, yeah, Trump's doing a good job at this and that. But they're so tired of the media shriek that they may vote against him just to shut them off. Of course, if they do, who's gonna watch Rachel Maddow? All of those people, Maddow, all of them, they should be thanking Trump every day for the money he puts in their pockets.
You know what you need?
Hmm?
You want to look at the Smithsonian Channel's schedule tonight?
Please.
Okay, at 7 p.m. on the Smithsonian Channel.
I can get them to put that on at bomb hours.
Epic Yellowstone, Fire and Ice.
People need to watch this because Yellowstone could be... that. If the planet's going to end in 10 years, it could be Yellowstone.
Oh, hosted by Bill Pullman.
Oh.
He embarks on a journey over vast blankets of snow through sparkling prisms of diamond dust and across rivers warmed by geothermal springs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then at 8 o'clock... continuing the Yellowstone, Epic Yellowstone theme, Epic Yellowstone, Return of the Predators. For decades, Yellowstone National Park's ecosystem was out of balance. Its wolves had vanished, and its grizzly bears were pushed to the edge of extinction. Now, through conservation efforts and one of the most ambitious restoration projects in history, the carnivores have returned in record numbers. Again, host Bill Pullman gives you an up-close look into nature's dramas over the course of a year. And then at 9 o'clock, Mystering Yellowstone.
Why is Fox wasting time with Beat-Off O'Rourke?
Oh, you mean Beto O'Dork?
Yeah, whatever you want to call him. Jerkoff works, too.
You know,
he wants the American people to mold him, and he's a blank canvas. He was eating dirt in New Mexico. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that black stuff on his lips apparently was New Mexican dirt that had some kind of...
His biggest concern in 2012 was the debt.
Yeah.
And now he wants to do things like single-payer health care.
That'll reduce...
It's interesting.
That'll reduce the debt.
Yeah.
Considerably. Kim.
Hey, Greg. While you're talking about McCain, you may have covered this. I just tuned in. You know, he was responsible for one of the worst naval disasters we ever had.
Yeah, I've seen the video of that.
Yeah, that was terrible.
What was the name of the ship? What was the name of the ship?
I think it was the Forrestal.
Forrestal, yes. He fired some type of a missile from his jet that exploded and blew up a bunch of other planes, killed 23 people, I think.
Yeah, it was a bunch, man. I was in the Navy, and that just ripped me wide open. I couldn't believe it. Idiot. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, man. Y'all take care. I love your show.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Jason?
Hey, good afternoon, man. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, man, I heard you talk about eating dirt. Can't say that in Alabama, man. They sell that in stores. People eat white dirt here all the time. They say it's good for digestion and whatnot.
So, dirt?
Yeah. The white clay dirt. People eat it. They sell it in stores.
Like that chalky substance?
Yeah. It's like you go in a gas station and you see little Ziploc bags of white clay on the counter.
Actually, I know what you're talking about. I've never consumed it. But
yeah, people eat it. Like they say it's good for digestion and I guess... pregnant women want it sometimes.
In this country, as dumb as it's getting, if you package in a plastic bag and sold it at a counter because you could, it gave you a better erection, they would buy it.
That's true. I'm just saying, hey, man, we We have a history of dirt eating here in Alabama, so you might, you want to be careful. You don't want to offend anybody. He's down there in South America, wherever he's eating black dirt. Well, we have white dirt, so it's
racist dirt. It's racist dirt. thanks for the call. All right, now I have to have a talk with young Joey.
Oh, don't start. We've been nothing but cordial and good friends for the first hour and 15 minutes of this program today. And now you're going to bring something up. I can feel it. I can sense it. What is it?
It's Barney. It's Wednesday,
Come
Joey.
Come on!
It's Wednesday.
Yeah, what difference does that make?
Well, on Wednesday, we get a new lesson, and today's is especially important for you as a millennial. It's about life skills.
Yeah. Life skills.
I'm just telling you, that's going to be coming up in about 20 minutes, just before spring.
Like how to put on a fake dinosaur costume and a silly voice? Ooh, kids.
Forget the costume and forget the silly voice. The message is what matters.
Rub the paint together, kids.
Hold the wood for me, Justin. Robert Francis O'Rourke. Yeah.
Beto. But
he picked Beto because he thought he could fool, because he thinks Hispanic voters are stupid. They're going to look at him and say, wow, there's a guy of Hispanic lineage right there. I'm sure he was named Robert Francis after RFK, which is a tremendous insult to Bobby's memory, in my opinion. I'm getting testy here this afternoon.
Oh, you and I both. Especially with your Barney talk.
Oh, it's
next. You'll be playing a millennial bit. But here's what all you people are like.
Yeah,
just like a boomer.
The one yes.
Got to stop generalizing.
The one yesterday. Let's see. We have a whole choice here. I'll let you pick.
Oh, sure. Thanks. I can choose my punishment.
Millennials, we're sorry. We suck and we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Millennials, we didn't start the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Millennials workplace tutorial. Millennials parents who can't get rid of their millennials. The obla di obla da. You know that one real well.
I like the we didn't start the fire one.
All right. If I play that, will you listen to Barney?
Fine.
Okay.
Got a deal there.
I didn't get where I'm at by.
Well, I'm not real happy about it, but you know, I'm not one to turn down a deal.
All right. So, in addition to posting a cute photo of my dog, Briscoe, Mr. Thing, Mr. Gub, with his new BarkBox martini glass with olives, shaken, not stirred,
mm-hmm.
and a picture from my grammar school days. Look at that. These kids are all smoking, man. I think it's funny. There was a spider, but it's gone now. It was a cute dog photo. 276 days until winter. Rich's weather video. And a bunny. Look at that bunny out hop that little chihuahua.
Yeah, bunnies are impressive. I've actually seen, seen how they, or heard how they'll slap the ground? Like the bunnies
they thump.
They'll do the thump to intimidate other creatures. It is intimidating if you don't know what it is.
That's how the bunny thump,
the bunny was named Thumper?
In Bambi, right?
Yeah.
Or was it Jiminy Cricket?
Bambi upset me.
Yeah, me too.
Every Disney movie.
But Thumper was... did I ever tell you the lame-ass story about the Thumper pencil sketch?
Ooh, I need to hear this.
Remind me at the end of the break. Well, I tell everybody about Lewis Lawn, a great local business that has everything you need to maintain the outside of your home. As I was driving down Old Field Road the other day, I saw a lawn service truck on the side. I always look to see where they get their equipment, what kind of equipment they're using and where they get it. But I didn't have to look because the guys that were working the yard had bright yellow Lewis Lawn shirts on. So, yeah, the pros use them because they've got a limited window to make their money. And if something breaks or needs repair, they got to be able to take it back to the place they got it so they can get that work done and get back in business. Because that's time lost is money. And that can't be made up. You cannot make up days. So Lewis Lawn has a full service department to support whatever you purchase, which is the reason you should go there if you're a do-it-yourselfer. They carry all the great brand names like Toro and Exmark and Echo, Shindawa, all of their products, the steel blower, other implements that are great for outside work, including the 3-foot grabber. And the reason I mention that is it's really handy. It's not like one of these little crappy grabbers that they sell in drugstores and stuff. This is 3-foot stainless steel. And what makes it useful is if stuff or debris gets stuck behind, like, your rose bushes, if you got knockout roses and that kind of thing, you can get through there and get at it without coming out with rivulets of blood going down your forearm.
Yeah, sure.
It was $24. I've had it for 8 years, and it still works. It's well built. Great counter staff. Haley can help facilitate any service you need, and Chad is our point guy on sales. When the manufacturers offer special incentives, rebates, or interest rates, he knows who's got what. So talk to him. Call him at 244-9191 or stop in and see him. By the way, they're still looking for a mechanic, somebody to help with the counter, or a driver, a pickup and delivery driver. Must have a good record, a smile on your face, and be willing to work. Lewis Lawn is interested in talking to you. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the afternoon at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, 422.
We're rolling through the 4 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch has an accident on I-85 southbound. It is between Ann Street and Jackson Hospital around the Forest Avenue area, so be careful on southbound 85. Northbound 85 is moving along okay, and we don't have any problems on 65 either. We do have the Montgomery Fire and Rescue headed to 500 Wakefield Court, a possible structure fire. That's in the Dalreda area, so look out for them. We see lots of traffic on the boulevard. There's a huge crowd between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway, so be careful as you travel around that area. It's also jamming up a little bit around I-85. If you're headed into Prattville or Wetumpka this afternoon, there are no problems for you. You can take 31 or 65 into Prattville, and 231 is clear all the way into Wetumpka. On the ground and in the air, Haynes Ambulance is serving Central Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, always there for you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The wife of a South Alabama man charged with capital murder in the slaying of two teenagers nearly 20 years ago says he's innocent. Jeanette McCraney defended her husband, 45-year-old Coley McCraney. Jeanette McCraney says her husband is a truck driver and minister who puts other people first. Officials in Dale County say genetic testing provided the link that resulted in McCraney's arrest last week. A one-time aid to former First Lady Michelle Obama will review workplace practices at the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery. A statement from the center says attorney Tina Chen will conduct a top-to-bottom review of the liberal nonprofit organization. The Law Center is best known for its work monitoring extremist groups. It fired founder and prominent civil rights attorney Morris Dees for unspecified reasons last week. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Lots going on. Besides the fact that it's the first day of spring, we've got that full supermoon out there tonight. Partly cloudy, chilly. Overnight low temperature drops to about 44. Tomorrow, great day. More sun. Upper 60s to perhaps teasing the 70-degree mark. Friday's high around 71. Another great day. And mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Perfect forecast for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. The pollen count still in the very high range right on through the end of the week and into the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
You know, business has been booming at Independent Glass, and they are in need for some fantastic employees. As a matter of fact, Independent Glass is looking for glazers or glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. And they offer medical and dental insurance, paid vacation, and, of course, sick time, drug testing, and a clean driving record. Call them today, Independent Glass, looking for glazers and glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, don't take out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You know, I'm sick and tired of all the haters out there saying that millennials suck and that we're all stupid and entitled little b****s. Read a book, man. That's how kids have always been. I'm not going to take it anymore. It's not our fault we were born. It's our parents' fault. And that's what this song's all about. It's about how we millennials didn't start the dumpster fire of history. All the old people in this song did. Like Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Student Baker, Television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. Over the age of 35, you got some explaining to do, man. Rosenberg's H-bomb, Sugar Ray, Jean-Jean Brando, the king and I, and the catcher in the rye. Eisenhower vaccine, England's got a new queen. Marciano, Liberace, Santana, goodbye. We didn't start the fire, no, we didn't. It was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire, so stop blaming us. No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it. Yeah. Hemingway, Eichmann, Stranger in a Strange Land, Dylan, Berlin, Bay of Pigs invasion, Pope Paul, Malcolm X, British politician sex, JFK, blown away. What else do I have to say? We didn't start the fire. No, but when we are gone, will it still be burning on and on and on and on?
Feel better now?
Not really.
Well, too bad. Now that, I played that. When we come out of this next break, we have Barney's lesson in life skills for the week.
Fine.
And I expect to give you to give that your complete and undivided.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'll really pay attention.
It is 4:31 Okay, so where are we? We've talked about McCain. Mystery parties seeking secrecy in the Jeffrey Epstein-related suit. Two mystery litigants citing privacy concerns are making a last-ditch effort to keep secret some details in a lawsuit stemming from wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein's history of paying underage girls for sex. Just prior to a court-imposed deadline Tuesday, two anonymous individuals surfaced to object to the unsealing of a key lower court ruling in the case, as well as various submissions by the parties. Now, what former president was it that was a regular guest on Jeffrey Epstein's flight? She was never a president, but it was her husband. And I'm wondering if this legal maneuvering has something to do with protecting him. A lot of anonymous briefs in this story. I'm sorry, that was the first thing that came to mind. If there are people trying to protect themselves in a lawsuit against a predator of underage girls, how about a president that was a frequent flyer on his private jet? I love the fact that Trump called Kelly Conway's husband the husband from hell. He is. She's sexy. I like her. She's hot.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask her out if I were single, Kellyanne Conway.
I think she would be lucky to have you, Greg.
But she's married to a fat-ass douchebag that I cannot... I don't know how they coexist in the same house with an idiot like that for a husband. She deserves much better. There's Wang again. Uncut. Oh, he's against circumcision. That's going to be a major electoral issue in 2020, is circumcision. Holy God, I can't believe what I read in the news. But that's why you listen to this show, because you can't believe it either. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more. Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider, with over 500 service professionals, 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result, a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technology challenges. You can learn more at cspire.com. That's CSpire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired. All right, we're at 4:34. We're only 24 minutes from the first minute of spring, and we have a special song to welcome it. In the meantime, those of you who are on the younger end of our demographic spectrum, we know you listen, even though I can be an annoying old man at times. We have this very weekly lesson from Barney the Dinosaur on life skills. He only talks about things that are important, you know that. Let's first, though, visit the traffic dungeon. Okay.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic checking around the River Region, and we have a slowdown on I-85 southbound. It's in the vicinity of Ann Street and Mulberry Street, so be careful if you're headed south on I-85. Northbound traffic on I-85 doesn't have any problems this afternoon, and it's a clear ride on I-65 as well. There's lots of traffic on the boulevard, and we have slowdowns at the usual locations. All the major intersections will slow you down just a bit. The Atlanta Highway has become extra busy between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, so be careful there. And Taylor Road traffic is jammed up again, so look out as you head towards East Chase. It extends past East Chase all the way to Vaughan Road. It's the Invitation to Lexus sales event with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's 4:35. I was just reading an article on a movie coming out by Quentin Tarantino called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And the reason I'm interested in this, even though it's got Leonardo in it, and I'm so sick of him and his global warming shaving cream flying to these conferences in his own private jet, of course, because it's okay, you see. it's okay if you're on the right side to leave that big carbon footprint of a private jet, as long as you're interested in saving the planet. We were just sitting outside on the thinking stoop looking up at that beautiful blue sky today. Did you see anything in that sky that made you feel alarmed or that the demise of our planet was imminent?
No.
Sky has never looked bluer. So what are these people all hysterical over? I think at some point we just have to acknowledge that there's people who have to have their panties in a wad or they can't function. It's just the way it is. So, but it was originally supposed to be kind of based around, since 1969, the Tate-LoBianca murders, Charles Manson. But that's become more of a background element as this actor, this aging actor and his stuntman look for ways to get back on top in Hollywood. It's a period piece. That's kind of interesting. But again, I'm at the point where if I can't get past the stars because I've had to listen to their bullcrap for all these years and have them insult me, why should I pay 10 or 12 bucks to go be insulted or go see somebody who thinks I'm stupid? Well, you get paid to show up here every afternoon. I guess there is a presence. Ray Ray's going to Baumhauer's tonight. It is nice. A big night at Baumhauer's. All right. Rusty Aldrich just wanted to be among the first to wish you a happy vernal equinox. By the way, Equinox is the name of an album by Styx.
Styx!
And my name is on that one. How about that? Oh, 84 has sent me a picture of the white clay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, white. Because that's his name. Stop. You silly sausage, you.
Is he wearing a cowboy hat in that photo?
Who does he look like? And does he got the red shirt, the cowboy hat?
Oh.
He looks like an extra on Gunsmoke.
I was going to say Honky Thompson came to mind.
Here's your local news at 4:38, followed by Rich's forecast. And coming up, Barney the Dinosaur.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A one-time aide to former First Lady Michelle Obama will review workplace practices at the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery. A statement from the center says attorney Tina Chen will conduct a top-to-bottom review of the liberal nonprofit organization. The Law Center is best known for its work monitoring extremist groups. It fired founder and prominent civil rights attorney Morris Dees for unspecified reasons last week. The wife of a South Alabama man charged with capital murder in the slaying of two teenagers nearly 20 years ago says he's innocent. Jeanette McCraney defended her husband, 45-year-old Coley McCraney. Jeanette McCraney says her husband is a truck driver and minister who puts other people first. Officials in Dale County say genetic testing provided the link that resulted in McCraney's arrest last week. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Lots going on. Besides the fact that it's the first day of spring, we've got that full supermoon out there tonight. Partly cloudy, chilly. Overnight low temperature drops to about 44. Tomorrow, great day. More sun. Upper 60s to perhaps teasing the 70-degree mark. Friday's high around 71. Another great day. And mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Perfect forecast for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. The pollen count still in the very high range right on through the end of the week and into the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest, and the Samsung Galaxy S10 is everywhere. It just came out and has lived up to the hype. It's next level. Everyone's loving the new ultra-wide lens that snaps the perfect picture, an ultrasonic fingerprint scanner, and a ridiculously powerful battery that can wirelessly power your Galaxy Buds or Galaxy Watch. I can't believe how amazing it really is. It's a game changer. So don't miss out. Pick up yours today. The Samsung Galaxy S10, available now. And you get up to $550 when you trade in your old phone at Samsung.com.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus four nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bears, Bruins, Braves, Bulls, Boilermakers, and Buckeyes. Cardinals, Eagles, Owls, Ducks, Jayhawks, and Hawkeyes. Golden Eagles, Golden Gophers, Red Storm, Red Raiders, Bulldogs, Times Four, Bison, and Terriers. Blue Devils, Sun Devils, Billikens, Tar Heels, Two Tigers, Terrapins, and some team they call the Norse. Oh my God, there's still 38 more. Cougars, Catamounts, Two Panthers, Four Wildcats, Badgers, Grizzlies, Wolverines, Rams, and the Wolfpacks. Sooners, Spartans, Seminoles, Hokies, Rebels, Gales, Twice, Cavaliers, Volunteers, Monarchs, Flames, and Two Knights, Stoves, Huskies, Cyclones, Orange Gators, Two Aggies, and Eaters, Raiders, Bearcats, Pirates, and Racers. The field is set. Fill out your brackets. It's March Madness.
And the place to best enjoy March Madness is Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And games that are on during the day tomorrow you can watch, and Friday as well, at Baumhauer's downtown at 201 Union. They have 32 HD screens. They're 50 at the Boulevard location. Excuse me one second. Family business. At 444. All right. For millennials, for Generation
Join.
This is the spokesman. The guy when you were a little kid, you sat mesmerized in front of the TV and, like little sponges, absorbed everything.
Just play the thing already.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about life skills. Your parents baby you, do everything for you, and if they found how to, they'd probably even chew your food. Your parents shield your preciousness from every obstacle. You'll never succeed at life. Parents these days are doing so much for their kids, they never develop important life skills. If your parents baby you, the end result is that you will never learn how to adult. Can a
not help yourself or dress yourself. When you grow up, you'll wet yourself. And when your parents die, you won't survive. Stand up, kids! Learn skills! No one will help a guy holding a sign at the exit ramp that says, "We'll do nothing for food." Barney loves you!
See how important that is?
So important.
Because it's all about mommy and daddy aren't going to be around forever to chew your food and wipe your butt.
Right.
You got to learn to do those things on your own, survive. And to think the attitude you give me when I ask you to just give me a minute of your time.
It's not the content. I've told you this before. It's the way that he delivers the message.
What?
He's trying to teach us to grow up, and yet you're using a symbol of our childhood.
Hey, how about some baseball news this afternoon, Joey?
Yeah.
You're not into it. You let me know when you recovered from your Barney trauma.
Yeah, a lot more interesting things were going on in the Tokyo Dome in January.
Huh? Oh, we watched it. We had the game on this morning.
Yeah, in January they had Wrestle Kingdom at the Tokyo Dome. The big Japanese wrestling event.
Yep, that's nice. But you see, wrestling isn't like baseball.
No, it's just as big as baseball in Japan.
I don't believe that.
I do. It really is. They have a
We watched this game. It was in the Tokyo Dome, okay?
Yeah, and Wrestle Kingdom's in the Tokyo Dome.
Well, there wasn't an empty seat.
Right, same with Wrestle Kingdom.
And you know what the Japanese sports fans do? They stay in their freaking seats.
No, it is. It's weird. It's really cool, though.
You go to a game here, and you're looking at somebody's ass half the time because they can't get through a game without having 20 beers.
Now, does it work the same way in baseball as it does in wrestling? Like, in wrestling in the States, people are all up in arms, they're yelling things, chants, whatever. They're reacting all the time. In Japan, they sit quietly. Like, it could be, how many of the Tokyo Dome hold? Like
46,000.
Yeah.
For wrestling, it may be more.
I think it is more. But they'll all sit there quietly watching a wrestling match, and then when a really good move is performed, they'll applaud, make noise.
Mm-hmm.
But they sit very quietly, very attentively. It's very respectful. Is it the same way kind of with baseball?
They get excited and they react. I mean, and they treat the American baseball players like kings.
The more I learn about Japan, the more I want to go. That place seems interesting.
Except for one thing. It's just so crowded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's so, you know, it's like, I have navigated two foreign countries, England and France.
England wouldn't be too difficult.
Asian countries are just so different. I can't see myself being able to, like if you go to a foreign country and somebody says a word, you could look it up in the book and see what they mean. But it's very difficult to do that because of Japanese customs.
Well, Japan, though, I think has been one of the most westernized Asian countries. You could still probably make your way around there fairly successfully.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas China, ooh.
That'd be hard.
Be very difficult. Though, in all these places, when they know foreigners are coming to visit, they know especially English. A lot of people know English.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes travel a bit easier, but
Brett McDonald, speaking of travel, is going to be joining us from Salt Lake City today.
Oh, wow.
At the Big Barons Financial Conference. Now, we're going to go into this break just a little bit early because at 4:58, spring begins, and we want to play something to acknowledge that. Yesterday, I took, for those of you who always heard the name Tip Tames, Dan Morris has been talking about him for years, so have I. Posted a picture of Tip and Mrs. Ritterbuttle and LC, who was our sales rep at Jack Ingram, who helped Roz and Show upgrade vehicles. Got to tell you that Subaru Outback was unbelievably well maintained. This is a car, by the way, that holds its resale value at an amazing level. But I've never seen a pre-owned vehicle that had a cleaner, brand new looking interior than this thing. I mean, the body of the car is gorgeous. The vehicle history is excellent. Engine runs like a top. Anything that Jack Ingram sells has been really thoroughly vetted. But what made that picture, and you notice the car's not in it, but the smiles are. because everybody was happy. And I was able to, once again, go to Tip Thames and say, Tip, kind of interested. Roz wants something a little more fuel efficient. Blah, blah, blah. You know, they've had these cars almost 3 years. Is there a way I can trade them in without putting any cash out and keep the payment about where it is? He did. Got a 2017 Corolla. It's gorgeous. That's a hot little car, too. And a Subaru Outback for show, which will easily get him through the rest of his college days and is one of the safest vehicles out there. You always worry about that, too. So thank you again, Tip Thames. I told you, I don't ask you to spend your money where I won't spend my own. That's number four and number five from Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. And yes, like anybody else that buys there, I got payments. I'm getting anything for free. I just love them. They are fantastic people. And I hope when you have a need that you will do business with them. I see Cooter on the phone.
Yes, sir. Quick trivia note on Japan.
Mm.
Them cats drive on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I was landing, I was on a 747 landing in Tokyo.
They land on the wrong side of the runway, too?
Yeah, they do. But I was looking out the window at the street traffic, and it's something that looked right, but it took me a moment to realize it was because they were driving the British way over there.
That's freaky.
Hi, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Cooter. I could never do that. I could never drive in a country where it's the opposite of what we do. I'd love to know how that happened, how we ended up doing it our way, and everybody else seems to be different. It just, I think if you've been driving for a long time, it would be very easy to make a mistake to get end in a wreck because you're so used to doing it the other way. And the London cabs, by the way, are pretty cool. They're real old school cars. The drivers are real friendly, and they're good for newcomers. You know, they don't play games. They don't rip you off. In fact, when I did my show from there, I interviewed my cab driver and played segments back, and he was the best experience in England that we could have had on the radio because he told us that was great, just great. Wish I had a tape. 4:53, traffic.
As we move closer to the 5 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch has an accident for you on Coliseum Boulevard. It's right in front of Eastbrook, so be careful there. We also have an accident on the Selma Highway at the Mobile Highway. So there's a lot of traffic out there this afternoon. Let's be careful and look out for each other. If you're on the interstates, it's a speed limit ride. On the boulevard, things are starting to bunch up a good bit, and we're seeing a lot of traffic leaving the downtown area. Let's be careful and enjoy the first day of spring. Dream it, draw it, and 3D print your idea at Trenton State Community College's new Art and Engineering program. Animation classes available. Call Trenton State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, we're going to welcome spring in 4 minutes. Randall.
Hey, and just to add to it about the cab drivers over there, they have to pass a certain amount. They had to have so many hours, and they had to know how far it is from that airport over there to a certain destination. It's called doing the K. That's how you can look it up. And it's not really because it's called doing the K. It's called because of knowledge. Mm-hmm. But they know exactly how far every little history thing is within. It's so many hundred. You know, it ain't a mile. It ain't even a mile, but it's so many hundred feet away. It may be a mile. Mm-hmm. But it tells you exactly, and they know they can zip back and forth. If somebody wants to go to it, they got to know exactly. They got to know exactly how many minutes it takes to get over there and tell them before they can get their license to drive within that mile of the airport. But anyway, I thought that was pretty cool. Like they just couldn't be just know where to go. They had to know the times and the shortcut, everything about the history of the place to tell the person. They call it doing the case. I thought that was pretty neat.
It is.
So in that.
I didn't know that. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All righty. When we come back in just a couple of minutes, it'll be spring. When you hear the sound of the trogs.
The United States Air Force Academy Band from Colorado Springs presents My Country Tis of Thee at the Riverwalk Amphitheater in Montgomery, Alabama on Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. This family-friendly event will feature the concert band in a program that highlights musical diversity and represents the excellence of our men and women in uniform. The concert is free and open to the public. No tickets are required for this event, and seating is open for general admission.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
3, 2, 1. Spring is here.
Spring, I think I love you. Yeah, I want you more and more. Warm days and cool nights. I love you. Finally, spring. Time for some planting and some spring cleaning. Groovy.
Get outside and do a little of this.
Today, official beginning of spring.
I am in a fantastic mood today, and I don't know why.
I better call the doctor, because I've got spring fever.
That is-